This Sunday morning on our Agriculture and Conservation Update program, Heather Kirkpatrick joins us, and she is the Dunn and St. Croix County Farm Service Agency Director. And about this time, Heather, as we're waiting to get a farm bill written, nothing going on at FSA, is there?
No, we're just bored.
Now, I imagine you're bored. Always something going on. We want to talk about one of the things that we're getting involved in right now, the Conservation Reserve Program. It's been around for a long time, but we have continual sign-up, adding more land comes out, more land goes in. What's the status of any new sign-up right now, Heather?
Yeah, CRP is actually a little over 30 years old now, and we just had a new sign-up announced for Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. The general sign-up, which is a nationwide competitive version of the program, has a deadline to get offers in by April 7th. There's also the continuous sign-up, which is not competitive and is available to participants whose land meets a certain erodibility index level, and that sign-up, again, doesn't have a deadline.
Now, we've got CRP, we've got CREP, we've got all kinds of different conservation programs. What exactly falls under the umbrella of the Conservation Reserve Program? What's it all about?
There's a lot of pieces. So CRP was signed into law in 1985. Like I said, it's over 30 years old. It's one of the largest voluntary private land conservation programs in the U.S. In exchange for a yearly rental payment, farmers enrolled in the program agreed to remove environmentally sensitive land from agricultural production and plant species that will improve environment health and quality. Contracts for land enrolled in CRP are from 10 to 15 years in length. The long-term goal of the program is to reestablish valuable land cover to help improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and reduce loss of wildlife habitat.
Now, a lot of folks think, oh, that's a program for farmers. It's a program for landowners, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So if a landowner or a farmer is interested in participating in CRP, there's a couple of eligibility pieces we'll need to look at. The biggest piece is verifying that there's cropping history on the land that they're interested in putting into CRP. So we'd be looking at the years of 2012 through 2017. If they or their renter have been reporting crops in those years, we would have that information on file in our office. If crops haven't been reported to FSA, there's still a couple of ways that we can get that verified. Another eligibility factor is a landowner has to have owned that land for at least 12 months. So there's a few rare exceptions to this rule, but if you haven't owned your lands for at least 12 months, you'll probably have to wait until next year.
And I'm sure those criteria are on a website someplace. So how does a farmer go about finding out if he is eligible? And I guess if they figure out they are and they want to get involved, how do they actually sign up, Heather?
Yeah, so I would say the first step is for a person to think about what acreage they might want to put into CRP. They should contact their local FSA office, whether that's over the phone or stopping into the office in person, and we can start looking at their farm maps with them. Once we know the fields they're looking at putting into CRP, we can look at the cropping history, like I just mentioned. A lot of times, we'll then have them meet with someone from NRCS, or the Natural Resource Conservation Service. They're our sister agency. They are the technical experts for CRP, and they can talk through what a person's conservation goals are and what might work best on the land they're looking to enroll. There's a lot of different options, like you had said, and talking with a technical expert can really help a person sort through all those options and find what provides them the conservation and the economic benefits they're looking for.
Now, you mentioned either a 10 or 15 year contract. Who decides that, the government, or does the farmer have a choice in whether he wants, or the landowner have a choice in whether or not it's 10 or 15 years?
Yeah, the person enrolling does have a choice. Sometimes it can depend a little bit on what option they're going into, but for the most part, 10 to 15 years is up to the landowner.
And finally, a website we can go to find out how to sign up, if we're eligible, what land we can put in there. Where do we go?
Yeah, if someone wants to do a little more research before contacting their FSA office, they can go to the FSA website at fsa.usda.gov. That's fsa.usda.gov. Or they can always just Google Conservation Reserve Program and it'll take them right to that FSA website.
And again, before we let you go, the deadline for signing up for the current CRP is what?
The general sign-up deadline is April 7th. The continuous sign-up does not have a deadline.
All right. So again, CRP. Find out more about it. If you want to get your land enrolled, contact your Farm Service Agency office. Heather Kirkpatrick with us, Dunn and St. Croix County FSA Director, this Sunday morning on our Agriculture and Conservation Update program. I'm Bob Bosold.